Okay, all right. So there are some people out there that when they're teenagers, you get obsessed with a band, right? Woo. So most people my age were like obsessed with like NXS or with Guns N' Roses and things like that. But my obsession became Bruce Hornsby. Now, for you, those of you that don't know Bruce Hornsby, shame on you. He became popular. His first album came out in 1986, Bruce Hornsby in the Range. If you haven't listened to that, that concrete moment in time when music became alive for me, you need to listen to that album. But I was babysitting for a teacher of mine, and she said, you know, after the child goes to bed, I think you'll really like this new artist I've been listening to. And I listened to that album again and again, and then went out and bought my own cassette tape, and listened to it nonstop. So since then, I have become obsessed with Bruce Hornsby. I don't break the rules to be able to see him, but let's say here at the Creative Alliance, if Bruce Hornsby played here, there's no sign saying you can't go backstage, is there? So when I would go see Bruce Hornsby, if there's no sign saying I can't go backstage, well, I go backstage, right? And I actually sneaked backstage probably, or let's say 5 to 10 times, because I don't really want to admit how many times that actually was. So, but I'm here to tell you the story that I'm not a stalker. I don't mean to be a stalker, but I know way too much about this man and his family. And so when my best friend and I went away for a 3-day weekend out in Williamsburg, Virginia, a girls' weekend away, I knew that Bruce Hornsby lives in Williamsburg, Virginia. And have you ever used whitepages.com? I was bored one day at work. And I was like, you know, I wonder if I put in Bruce Hornsby, Williamsburg, Virginia, could I actually get his address? Yes, you can. Yes, you can. So on our drive down to Williamsburg, Virginia, my best friend and I concoct this plan about how we are going to find Bruce Hornsby's house. And then, am I going to go to the door? Am I going to go to the driveway? What is it that we're going to do? So we have the address, and thank God for GPS on phones nowadays. And we go down this long, winding road, and the GPS stops us at this place where there is just an opening in the woods. All there is dirt. And I'm like, this can't be Bruce Hornsby's house. There's no driveway. But this says, the GPS says it's right here. Yeah, I have to be able to say I went to see Bruce Hornsby. And so she's like, calm down, Charlene, calm down. And so we see people walking down the road. And I'm like, why don't we stop and ask these people? Because if they live on the road with Bruce Hornsby, they would know that that's their neighbor, right? So this one, you know, like, she looked like, you know, 19, 20 years old. I rolled down my window. Excuse me, miss. We're looking for Bruce Hornsby's house. Do you know if he lives on this road? And she's like, who's Bruce Hornsby? I know some of you felt the same way before I started this story, by the way. So we go down a little further, and we find this driveway that has a gate on it. Well, who in the world would have a gate at their driveway in Williamsburg, Virginia? I was like, Kel, this is it. This is his driveway. It's his drive. He doesn't have a mailbox. I wanted to put a note, maybe, like, in his mail, but he doesn't have a mailbox. I have the letter in my purse. But then we look, and me being the Bruce Hornsby fandom I am, I know that Bruce Hornsby has two grown twin sons, and one plays, at the time, was playing basketball for the Beavers from the West Coast. And he's a pretty built guy. And all of a sudden, right near the driveway, is a pretty built guy that looks just like Bruce Hornsby's son. And I'm like, fuck. And so I'm like, well, we can't, like, try to go down the driveway because that's his son. And his son would be like, who's driving down the driveway? And I can't really make up a story saying, oh, he's expecting me. because he wasn't. And Kelly's like, are you sure that's his son? And I was like, I'm about at 95%. 95% that it's probably him. And she's like, well, why don't you roll down the window and ask like you did to that girl? I was like, no, that's Bruce Hornsby's son. You know, we don't ask that question to Bruce Hornsby's son. That, you know, that would be rude. You know, So what we ended up doing was that I ended up very casually getting my camera right above the window, took a picture of Bruce Hornsby's son by the driveway, and we did a little U-turn, and we ended up going back to our hotel room, and I had problems. And not to say that I tried to sneak backstage to see him 2 months ago in Williamton, Delaware, or that I'm going to Williamsburg, Virginia in June to see his festival that he runs, and that I will probably try to sneak backstage to see him again. But I have an obsession with Bruce Hornsby, and I'm proud to admit it.